You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
As she arrived in the house of Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom, Yitzchak Avinu wanted to make sure that it's the right match. So what did he do? And so he asked her, please, if I may ask you, you know, come to the tent of my mother. So what was the purpose that she was invited to come inside the tent? He wanted to make sure that this is Eshet Chai. That's what you're looking for, Eshet Chai. What does Eshet Chai mean?
Woman of valor.
No, you should say Eshet Chayala. Eshet is
the wife that makes man Chai.
Ah, Chazak Baro. So Eshet Chai means Chai is masculine. It's Zahar. So it says Eshet Chai, not Eshet Chayala, that the true wife is that makes the husband the soldier of Hashem. So that's the task of the wife. Nothing else. That's it.
By being as a kenegdo?
You know what kenegdo means?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Again.
Really?
Yeah.
So what does it mean? Shiviti Hashem kenegdi tamid. Shiviti Hashem kenegdi tamid.
In that case, it means before me.
So what does that mean? No, you just said, is this in the Torah? Nase Esa Kenegdo, right?
No, I'm saying my question is when you said someone who brings someone closer to God.
No, we're not finished yet. Where are you going? Kenegdo, Kenegdo, what does it mean, Kenegdo?
Before.
Before?
As if they're going against them.
So when Hashem said, let's make a match for Adam, so what did he mean? No, I just explained to you. When it's written here, look. It says, Shiviti Hashem Nechli Tamid. So what does that mean?
It's not written here.
What does it mean?
That put Hashem in front of me.
Nechdi Tamid. So here it says, Nase Eze Kenegdo. So what does that mean?
I'm going to create a woman that is right in front of him.
That means that what I'm going to create, there's a responsibility for Adam that always, always imagine her right in front of his face. That's what it meant. Nase ezer kenegdo. That would not ever forget about it. That's what it means.
I'm also referencing yesterday.
No, that's a different subject. So now back to Rivka Imenu. So Yitzchak Avinu wanted to make sure that she is Eshet Chayim. Good. So now we're studying Parshat Toldot. Then all of a sudden it says Rivka was bat Betuel Aramim Padan Aram. So what does that mean? Is that a positive point or a negative point? You know who her father was?
Negative.
It was a negative thing. So now if you tell me that she was parallel to Sarah Imenu, that right away that when she went into the tent. Yes. That the Anani HaKavod and the miracle about the candle and the door took place. So why are you telling me that she is the daughter of this wicked man? Oh, why, what's the need?
It's in praise of her.
Say?
It's in praise of her.
Praise. She needs more praise when she goes in. The clouds of glory appears on top of the tent. So what else do I need? What do you need? What more do you need?
When you know someone's background and you know where they are, you have more praise.
You're like, look how far they've come. Look what they like. You know,
where she was and where she's at. So should be stated before or after? Before the miracle took place or after?
Should be before. But since there is no timeline in Torah, then it really doesn't matter.
Ah, beautiful. But which one is greater? to be the daughter of this man and don't learn from him, or is you enter the tent of Sarai Imenu and all this miracle comes about. Beautiful. So now he says, he's teaching us to be around terrible people and you don't pick up their path. This is even greater, all these miracles that might happen. So that means if you're not impacted by the wrongdoing of other people, that's a greater zechut than all these miracles that could take place. So now here, the delicate point here is sometimes people say, you know, what do you expect? My Abba was like this. My Imma treated my leg like this. What do you want me to do? I was raised in such a house. You heard people say that? No? But people say that. But why do they say that?
To excuse they're not changing.
No, they're saying they're predisposed to their current condition.
They're trying to have responsibility, so they don't have to change.
Understand, but are they right or wrong?
They're right in what they're saying.
Yes.
But if you're using it as an excuse...
But I know, but why you have to pick up terrible things rather than there are good things to do? Like let's say if the, for example, the Abba is temperamental or whatever that he does, like he's a gambler, right? So now you say, oh, my Abba gambled, so, you know, I learned to gamble. Huh? But there are other things to do. Go play tennis. No, my Abba did this, so I'm doing this. But why?
To excuse their bad behavior.
No, fine. No, but here, there's no doubt that he looked at him as a role model. He was an Abba, right?
Yes.
So, but here, so what? They had other options. Why didn't you do the other things? Why?
It affects you, that's for sure.
Say?
Where you are born, it affects you. One way or another, it affects you.
Ah, very nice. Beautiful. How old was she when she left the house of her family? 3 years old. 3 years old. Yeah, at age of 3, she left her house. And now she has 2 sons. How old are they? 63 at this time that they're going to get the blessing, 63. And how long she waited to have a child?
20
years. So now here, she smelled that her older son is exactly like her brother. Because they say, the good kids go after their uncle. How could it be such a thing? She knew what the stuff is all about. She saw Laban, that means her brother in Esav. She saw Esav in Laban. But you were 3 years old when you came out. Now how old has passed? 40, 60 years. 60 years is sitting in your head. I know exactly. You know what it is? That means whatever happens around people that you in contact with, it never deletes from your head. You know what that is? It's an unbelievable thing. So now here we see, Tzadik Moshe says, look at this. Rashi HaKadosh brings. I said, this is such a praise for Rivka Imenu, that even though that she was raised with, you know what it is to have a brother like this? Ay, ay, ay. Father like this. But still, stay tzaddikim. You know what that is? You know what the inner strength needs? And it's unbelievable, beautiful message. That we have to be on guard, the Chas V'Shalom, that the surrendering would not affect us in the wrong way. And Hashem Yizakenu, Amen, Ken Ratzon.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.